Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman. I'm 11 years old and I'll be telling you about my life on Fun Kids. I live in Leicester in the Evington Village area. I really like the Evington Village because it's quite a remarkable place in history, and history is one of my favourite topics. It's very fascinating and interesting to see what's happened in the past. My village is remembered in World War II. There is an arboretum. It's called Shady Arboretum and it's next to Shady Lane. It was used for the citizens to relax during the World War II because of all the pressure of all the bombing, like the Blitz. And another thing is that my village is close to an airport and I really like planes. I'm very fascinated into aviation. I live at home with my mom, my dad and my sister and of course my brother. My brother is a very talented singer. My sister always helps me with my hobbies, for example, cooking. And my mom, she's very helpful and she really cares about me. And she always, I think, sometimes mostly she drops me off to school. She sometimes takes me on the bus, which I feel is nice because I go through all the villages and it's nice to see lots of different places. And my dad, he goes to work most of the times, but still you manage to get around 8 hours with him. That's only sometimes when he's on another shift. His job is he works in a factory. He's a factory operator. He produces biscuits. So sometimes when there's biscuits left, he comes back home at 10 o'clock, half 10, and he gives me a biscuit. He brings biscuits and. So family is very important to me because it really feels like you're at home. My mum's side, they're all the way in Pakistan, so I don't really meet them much. But we do like video calls and that, so we can meet each other. My dad's side live in the UK as well, so I get to meet them much more. My cousins, my aunties, my grandma. At school, me and my friends, we like to talk to each other, relax in the sun, or play football when it's our turn to. If you want, you can listen to the clip of me practicing football with my sister. Today, I'm outside to play my favourite sport, football. But first, we need to warm up, so come with me. If you want, you can warm up with me too. So first, let's start with 10 star jumps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to play catch with our warming up partner 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're all warmed up, we're ready to score some goals. Let's go! Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman and I'm 11 years old and I'll be telling you about my life on Fun Kids. There's loads of subjects I really like. As I said, I really like history, science. When I go all the way into secondary school, I'm looking forward to chemistry, biology. Yeah, because I'm really fascinated into all this stuff. When I'm older, I would like to be a cardiothoracic surgeon. A cardiothoracic surgeon is a doctor or surgeon who operates on the heart. My sister is in university right now. She studies pharmacy and she is hoping to one day become a pharmacist, but she's already very close. As I said, my brother really likes music. He writes his own songs. Here's a clip of me interviewing him. Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman and today we'll be interviewing a very special guest who has won many awards including Her Majesty's Young Artist of the Year 2019 award, and it is no other than my brother Abdul Sattar Muhammad. My first question is, at what age did you start singing?
I started pretty young. I think it was around 6 years old or 5 years old when I started singing.
And what got you into it?
I really had a passion to, you know, express my voice in different ways and, you know, harmonize and like using melodies to sing lyrics. It's something that really fantasized my mind, and it was something that I really wanted to do.
What achievements have you made throughout your singing career?
Firstly, I did win Her Majesty the Queen's Young Artist of the Year, which was actually one of my greatest achievements. As well as that, I've done loads of charity work using my voice. So I've, you know, done charity works, and I've also released an album in 2016 called The Blessed Water. And it was released for charity, and that has been some of my achievements so far.
So how much money did you raise, and how long did it take you?
So far, I think from what I remember, it was around £10,000 plus. But I'm sure it's way higher by now, because it's been quite a long time since I've checked, and the money is continuously, you know, being raised and being sent to them people.
Wow, that's a great inspiration for all our listeners. Abdul Sattar, would you like to give the listeners a little message before we leave?
One message I want to give out to everyone that's listening, and especially the young individuals, is that talent is something that's within every single person, and you just have to find it. It doesn't have to be in singing. It could be in dancing, in sports, in cooking, and in many different things. So make sure you have the opportunity in life to find your talent and find what you think you're best at. And also, you can use this talent to help people around the world. Just like I use my talent of singing to help people around the world, you could use your talent in, for instance, in cooking, by cooking stuff and baking things and selling them to raise money and to raise funds for the less unfortunate people. So remember, find your talent and make sure to use it wisely.
Wow, what a beautiful message. Find your talent and use it wisely. I'll definitely take some inspiration from that message, and I hope the listeners do too. Thank you, Abdul Sattar, for your precious time. Hi, everybody. This is Abdul Rahman telling you about my life on Fun Kids. I practice Islam. I practice Islam because my parents taught me. It's not all the time we go to mosque because, of course, my dad's at work and the mosque is not that near. So it's quite a long distance walk. So we usually just pray at home. But when I go to a mosque, it's another feeling because you're in an environment where you really are focused in there. When you're at home, you're like distracted with everybody like cooking and everything. You can hear loads of different noises. But when you're in that mosque, it's just another experience. You're just focused and it's just you and God. Another thing I like is gardening. I really like gardening because when I grow vegetables and fruits, I really know that it's come from me and it's very fresh. My garden, it has two flower beds, a little patio, and then it's got grass, and then is a big tree where there's a swing. There's a nice another patio on all the way at the back. Next to a rockery with flowers, and there's a vegetable patch, and I've got a shed which has got all the gardening tools and compost bins. And if you want, you can have a listen to this clip of me gardening.
Hi everyone, this is Abdul Rahman, and today I'll be introducing you to my wonderful garden. I've been working on this garden for many months, planting various fruits and vegetables as well as flowers, but looking up, I think it's about to rain, so you must hurry up. Come on, let's go to the peas first. Wow, some of the peas are ready to harvest, and they are filled to the brim with peas. Let's try one. Ooh, can't wait. They're so sweet and juicy. I love it. I don't prefer cooked peas, I like them raw, so I usually sneak into the garden to grab one or two pods myself. I wonder if you like cooked peas or raw peas? Moving on to the carrots, they don't look ready to harvest, but just for fun, I'm going to pick one. Oops, I think I've picked them too early, they look so tiny. I'm just going to leave them here so nobody knows. Moving on, we have our very, very tall spring onions. I've never seen them that tall in my whole entire life. Can't wait to eat some Chinese sprinkle with these fresh spring onions. I also have strawberries in my garden. But sadly, all the birds ate the strawberries and I didn't even get to taste one of them. Can you believe that? We have fruits and vegetables, but we can't forget the flowers. Here we have some fresh, fluffy marigold, but that is not my favourite. Guess what's my favourite? The roses! You know why? Because they smell absolutely fresh and beautiful. Feels like I'm in heaven. I want to know what's your favourite flowers and what you've been planting in your garden. But I think it's literally about to rain, so I'm going to have to leave it till there today. Until next time, goodbye.
Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman on Fun Kids. Mostly every summer we do go to other cities in the country. For example, beaches. During COVID we didn't go much, of course, because of COVID-19. But this year we did go. I really couldn't sleep the day before I went to the beach. We had to wake up a bit early. For example, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. The coach left at 8:15, and then we had to get everything ready, all the food ready, everything, put everything in our bags. Most of the bags were ready, but just the additional stuff, headphones. We had to get changed, and it was very exciting. On the coach, it did take a very long time. Fortunately, my sister packed some cards, so we were playing cards on the bus. I went Skegness. Not many of us dived into the ocean, but I did, and my mum's friend, her daughter did. So me and her were just swimming in the ocean, just letting the waves crash on us. When we first stepped into the water, it was freezing cold, but it didn't take us long to get used to it, and I was already swimming. My favourite food when it's dinner time depends, because in our culture we got loads of different foods, for example curry and rice, but sometimes we do barbecues. I really like that in the summer mostly. I've got another favourite dish in mind. It's part of my culture and it's called biryani, chicken biryani. I like that a lot, as well as lamb plow and loads of other dishes. My mum and my sister do the cooking, but sometimes I come to help. And sometimes I make my own lunch. Have a listen to this clip.
Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman and I am feeling very hungry, so I'm going to make my lunch. My lunch today is egg and mayonnaise sandwich, and I'll be making that myself. But first, we need to boil the eggs. But of course, everybody knows that you should never go near a stove without a supervision with an adult. So today my helper will be my sister, and she'll be boiling the eggs for me whilst I help her as well on the side. First, she'll be filling the pot with some water. Now she's onning the stove. Next, she's putting 2 raw eggs in the pot. The eggs have been removed from the stove and they've been cooled down, which means it's time to peel off the shell. To peel off the shell, I will take a spoon and gently tap it on the shell to form cracks in it, and which I will use to peel off the shell. Now the eggs have been peeled, we are going to use a butter knife, of course, because a cutting knife is a bit too dangerous for me. So we're going to use a butter knife and cut the eggs into very small pieces. Now I'm going to take a bowl and add all the chopped eggs into them. Now I'm going to add some mayonnaise into the bowl of eggs, as well as some salt and pepper. And now the last step is to mix all the ingredients together. My filling is now ready to enjoy between 2 slices of bread. Now I'm going to enjoy my lunch, but for now, bye.
As I told you about my brother, he's a musician. Well, I have a bit of a musical talent of my own. Have a listen to this.
Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman, and today I'll be showing you one of my talents, beatboxing. I've been doing beatboxing since a very young age and I really enjoy it. So today I will be demonstrating a bit of my beatboxing to you. Here we go. I hope you enjoyed that. I'd love to know what talents you have.
Hi everybody, this is Abdurrahman on Fun Kids. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my life. If you enjoyed listening to this program, you can hear other kids talking about their life. Go to funkidslive.com and listen to the podcast called My Life.